Dr. Susan dictating on Doreen Lindlau, L-I-N-D-L-A-U, Lindlau, Doreen, D-O-R-E-E-N, the date of birth 11-21-32, date of visit is 1-23-13. So Jackson's patient returns after a most recent hospitalization for chest pains, hypoxia, dyspnea, and pulmonary embolism. The patient was in the hospital for 4 days, was found to have pulmonary emboli in the right lung, and subsequently placed on heparin, placed on Lovenox and Coumadin, and now on Coumadin, her INRs are therapeutic. Can you please mention Coumadin 4 milligrams, INRs are therapeutic. The patient has a prior history of partial lung resection and a history for bronchiectasis, chronic bronchitis, mycobacterium avium infection of the left lung, and treated for TB remotely. She had been on home oxygen so they're on oxygen at home at 2 liters, and is unable to ambulate due to chronic radiculopathy and weakness of her lower extremities. She is allergic to penicillin and sulfa. The patient was a former smoker for over 30 years, and no significant alcohol use. The patient's medication list also included Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Vesicare 5 milligrams a day, Flonase, nasal spray 2 sprays in each nostril, prednisone 10 milligrams a day, Duonep solution, nebulizer, PID, clonidine 0.1 milligrams as needed, Tramadol as needed for pain, and nebulized albuterol natrant. The patient has had no chest pains, no abdominal pain, so nausea, vomiting. Other system review is negative. Social history unchanged from before. Objective, this is elderly, moderately obese lady. Face was flushed, blood pressure 120/70. Oh, can you please mention in the first paragraph, the patient has overall improved since her hospital stay this past month. Next paragraph, objective, blood pressure is 120/80, pulse is 96, rest patients, continue temperature 98, to weight is 147, HE and normal phallic, tongue, mice, nasal, cadidymatis, throat, inject, neck, supple, chest, distant, that sounds, with expiratory wheezes, bilaterally, heart, sounds irregular, soreness, to a heart, no murmur, abdomen is soft, obese, no masses, extremities, no edema, mild varicosities. Next impression, number one, pulmonary embolism resolving, number two, COPD with severe emphysema, and number three, history of hypertension, number three, history of mycobacterium avium infection of the lung, and next plan, the patient has been advised to continue with Coumadin, 4 milligrams, and Advair to 50/51 puff twice a day, and nebulized Duonep solution 3 times daily, and follow up in approximately 2 months. Thank you.